Here in America, not $1,000 a night, but cities across the U.S. are facing devastating rates of foreclosures. That's no surprise. And more than ever, they're hit with yet another problem. The banks don't want all of these foreclosed properties. They're not worth very much, and the banks are unloading them. In Ohio, Cleveland's Cuyahoga County expects at least 13,000 new foreclosures this year. But the county's treasurer is a guy named Jim Rokakis, and he has a plan. He wants to buy up bad mortgages to keep people in their homes and to keep the speculators out of their neighborhoods. Treasurer Jim Rokakis joins us now from the studios of WCPN in Cleveland. Mr. Rokakis, how are you?
Fine. How are you this morning?
I'm well. This deal for the county to be buying up land of foreclosed properties, it doesn't sound like a great investment. So how exactly would this work?
Well, we have created here a land authority, a land bank that's in the process of taking back foreclosed properties throughout the county. We have our own revenue stream. We're going to end up being, at some point, owning thousands of properties. We're not going to be buying properties that are ready for demolition. We're buying properties out of foreclosure where there is a live family living in that property that wants to stay, that probably has paid, probably right now is underwater maybe as much as 200%. 55% of the mortgages in Cleveland are now underwater. That means the mortgage is for more than the property is worth. Hmm. We want to go to these banks and say, look, the mortgage says 80. We know the property is worth 30. We also know if the property goes vacant, it's going to be stripped and worth nothing in about a month. So we have a great deal for you. Why don't you sell us the mortgage for, let's say, 10 cents on the dollar? We'll reposition that family in a much more affordable loan payment, and the bank can go on their way.
You find that most banks are happy to do it? Are most banks happy to do it?
Well, it's been an interesting experience. We have a loan program. We offer people in foreclosure through another program. We have a $3,000 loan to kind of close the gap on what they have and what they need to refi their mortgage. We've had a curious thing happening in the past couple of months. Banks are saying, you have $3,000? We have a better deal. Give us the $3,000 and the house is yours.
Huh. So we're seeing just banks, to get it off the books.
Just to get it off the books. So our feeling is if we could up that number to $10,000, $12,000, $15,000, we could buy a lot of these and get these off the books of the banks.
You said you have a revenue stream. People have to be curious, where's the money coming from to pay for this?
Oh, it's so complicated, but I'll try to make it short.
Well, yeah, try it in
effect,
a simple way.
In effect, what I do, we collect about $1.5 billion a year in my office in property taxes. What the county treasury is doing, my office, is we are taking the unpaid property taxes at the end of each of the two collections, borrowing the money to pay those taxes off, and in effect, paying ourselves back, but taking the penalty and interest on those unpaid taxes and diverting it to the land bank. This was first done in Flint, Michigan by a guy named Dan Kildee, who has the first land bank of this kind. That's worth about $8 to $10 million
a year. He's a congressman now, isn't he?
Well, that's his uncle. He keeps waiting for his uncle to retire, but he won't, so Dan stopped collecting taxes like me. So what
you're definitely trying to do good with this, but that complicated formula of paying yourself back and borrowing off the interest sounds to the untrained ear like sort of what went wrong in Wall Street. I know you're not trying to do what went wrong in Wall Street, but it's definitely complicated. Dan Moulthrup is somebody.
Not that complicated.
Oh,
not that complicated.
Okay.
You have to know that we've done historic analyses, and we know that those unpaid property taxes do get paid back in 12 to 14 months.
So it's a safe investment.
It is a very safe investment.
All right. Well, let me bring in Dan Moulthrup. He's a reporter with WCPN Radio in Cleveland and the host of Sound of Ideas. He's in the studio there with Treasurer Jim Rokakis. Dan, I want you just for a little bit of historical context, take us back a little bit, because the story here is really kind of a microcosm of this whole foreclosure mess across the country. It's about a place called Slavic Village in Cleveland, which was like a feeding ground for speculators. Can you just give us a little bit of the backstory here?
That's right, Todd. The backstory is that the foreclosure rate over the last 8 years in the city of Cleveland and in Cuyahoga County was steadily increasing, far outpacing the rest of the nation. And last year, in 2007, there were close to 15,000 foreclosures in Cuyahoga County, a lot of those concentrated in Slavic Village. Slavic Village is a place that's sort of different than much of the county and much of the country, because there were so many speculators and a lot of fraudulent land deals. A lot of the mortgage indictments that you're seeing come out of Cleveland right now were happening in Slavic Village.
And a lot of interest-only loans.
And a lot of interest-only loans sold by companies like Argent and Countrywide and some of the other sort of top 25 subprime lenders that you might have read about from the Center for Public Integrity or something like that. But The thing here, there are some really interesting questions about how this will work. When you first hear about it, when Treasurer Rokakis first told me about it, I thought, well, that sounds like a win-win-win for everybody. Basically, the county wins and the homeowner wins and the banks get to win too because they get to write stuff. They get to walk away from these loans that aren't going to go anywhere, that they're not going to make any money out of, and they get to walk away from the liability of a property that is just going to decline in value.
So are you finding that it is in fact a triple win or something less than that?
It is a triple win for those players. The community development, neighborhood activists, they love this idea. And you talk to, you know, the banking side loves this idea. But there are still some big questions. Part of Jim's plan is to then re-securitize the loans to sell them on a secondary market. Is that right, Jim?
Or to sell them individually. I know securitizing, given this market, might be tough, but you have to realize that we're talking about loans that would now be, let's say, a $10,000 loan on a property worth $30,000 with a buyer. By the way, we're going to do something unique. We're going to verify they have a job. And once we've done
unlike earlier in this
how
whole
dare
mess.
You, Jim?
How
right.
dare us? But we're also going to do other things. We're going to prevent them from encumbering any further debt on this property for a period of years. I'll be darned
if I go in.
So
they can't take a second mortgage. They can't do a home equity line. The thing about this though that is difficult is that's the one question is who is going to invest in these properties when Jim wants to sell them on a secondary market. It's not clear that a secondary market actually exists for these properties yet, and that I think is probably going to be the land bank's biggest challenge. The other challenge is a sort of a balancing economics. You've got a huge community benefit, but created by this program, keeping people in their homes. That it's hard to put a dollar value on that. At the same time, though, you're creating an economic incentive that would encourage people to default on their loans so that they could maybe access this program. So Jim has a real challenge in writing the rules for this and identifying the potential future borrowers, i.e. homeowners who are staying in their homes, to make sure that he's got basically rules in place that allow him to discriminate between the good actors and the bad actors,
okay,
people who need this and people who would just take advantage of it.
Okay, there are competing incentives in Cleveland as Treasurer Jim Rokakis tries to use county coffers and county heft to keep foreclosed people in their homes. Treasurer Jim Rokakis, thanks for joining us. Dan Malthrop is a reporter with WCPN Radio in Cleveland, joining us to talk about it as well.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.